As the city continues to dig out from the blizzard, people living with chronic illness are still struggling to get access to treatment. WNYC's Kathleen Horan has more.
Doctors at Brooklyn's New York Methodist Hospital emergency room are seeing patients who've stayed home the past couple of days because of impassable streets. People who needed dialysis or access to life-saving medication. Dr. Joseph Bove is chairman of emergency medicine. He says one diabetic patient he just saw missed her required insulin treatments.
Now she's in what's called diabetic ketoacidosis, and she's very sick. So I guess the walking wounded managed the last couple of days, but the sickest patients couldn't get here.
Dr. Bove says when he started the shift on Wednesday, there were only 5 patients in the emergency room, compared to the usual 300 or so they see a day. By mid-afternoon yesterday, that number grew to 80 people seeking treatment. Bove says he expects that number to keep climbing.
It's no exaggeration. It just exploded. They held their breath. They hunkered down and they waited until they could get out of, make the 911 calls and or get to the hospital some other way.
Several blocks from New York Methodist at the Park Slope Chemo Ambulatory Center, patients have been going to great lengths to keep their appointments for infusion treatments for chronic diseases like Crohn's, cancer, and colitis. Cheryl Casalaspro is being treated at the clinic for stomach cancer. All the roads near her home in Mill Basin still weren't plowed yesterday, and the MTA's Accessoride had to meet her on a corner near her home. She says the hike to the van and the 2.5-hour ride to the clinic for the past couple of days have been horrible. She also had to pay for an expensive car service when Accessoride wasn't able to pick her up. The stress of possibly missing her treatment has taken its toll.
I was a total wreck. That the doctor had called me and said, you've got to calm down, because he says it's just making it worse for my problem with the disease. And he was right. I was literally shaking because I do not want to miss a chemo session.
Stress from the snowstorm can cause complications for people fighting chronic diseases, according to Dr. Hisham Hazen, an attending physician at the clinic.
That's one of the first and foremost things, especially when you're dealing with malignancy. That's the mental state. That's half the battle. They have to be relaxed. They have to be at ease. They have to believe in what they're getting is going to work.
Dr. Hazen says patient traffic at the ambulatory center doubled on Wednesday compared to the beginning of the week, and he expects it to triple by today. The clinic is closed for the holiday on Friday. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horn.
For more about the impact of the storm on healthcare, visit our website, WNYC.org.